Both of today's parables deal with a person losing an item, finding it, and then celebrating. So to start off, I want you to imagine a time when you've lost something valuable. Maybe an important piece of jewelry, or a favorite shirt, or a check you forgot to cash and now you need the money. If you can't think of a time, picture an item that you value and imagine what would happen if you lost it. What did you do to find it? Tear apart the room looking through every drawer. Tear apart every room, leaving behind a scattered mess like a tornado went through. How did you feel? Panicked? Lost? Or maybe determined? It has to be somewhere in this house. I know it. I saw it. It's here. When I think about something I've lost, I think about when I lost a necklace that I had gotten while I was on a trip in New Mexico working with the Navajo people. The clasp on it broke, and since I couldn't wear it, I put it in a box and stored it with all of my other little pieces of jewelry in my dresser. I'd given up on wearing the necklace, but refused to throw it away because it represented everything I had learned about the Navajo, God, and myself on the trip. When I was in seminary, I ran into someone who could fix it for me. And so, of course, I was ready to go get it and give it to him and get it fixed and wear it again. And I couldn't find it. I went through every box on top of my dresser over and over and over, through all the drawers in my dresser in case it had fallen in. It didn't have any monetary value to it, but I needed to find it for sentimental reasons. Neither the shepherd nor the woman give up on finding their lost item. They are determined to find it. The shepherd, owning 100 sheep, could have afforded to lose one or even a few. Yet he leaves the 99 alone to search for one. He cares about all of his sheep. All mean more to him than money. The woman, looking for her coin, lights a lamp and sweeps the entire house. Maybe instead of leaving a mess behind, you clean up as you search instead. Finding the coin may have been important at first because of its monetary value, but after she found the coin, she clearly changed her mind. Joy became more important than money. So why were they so determined? Why did the shepherd leave 99 of his sheep to find just one? And why did the woman no longer care about the money after she'd put in all that effort? To answer these questions, we can find the answers by looking at the people Jesus was speaking with and where he was sitting. The beginning of the scripture tells us that Jesus was sitting among the tax collectors and sinners, eating a meal. In other words, he's sitting among the lowest of the low, the lost in society. In the midst of this gathering, the Pharisees and other leaders of the community come to Jesus and complain about the fact that he's not sitting and hanging out with him, with them. They believe because they are the most important in the community and know the most about the Torah and law, that Jesus should be with them. But instead of Jesus agreeing with them, he responds to their complaints with the parables that explain why the sinners and tax collectors deserve to eat and drink with him. Both the shepherd and the woman are determined to find their items because God is determined to include all people. pious and sinner in the kingdom of heaven. God is determined to find all who are lost. Jesus is telling the Pharisees and leaders then and us today that God expects us to include all here on earth too. Jesus sits with the tax collectors and the sinners, the lost, because they matter. Jesus recognizes the humanity and rights and values of each individual, recognizes God in each individual by welcoming all to the table. Welcoming everyone into the community matters. I use the word welcoming instead of saving on purpose because the parables are not about conversion. Jesus is not telling us Christians to go out and convert non-Christians. It's not our job to save the lost. That is God's job. Instead, we are called to welcome those who are lost, those who are other, to our table, to our community. Just like Jesus sat with the sinners and tax collectors back then. He sat with them to let them know they were welcome in the kingdom of heaven just as much as the Pharisees. By eating with them, sharing bread and wine, he offered them hospitality. Today, both in our churches and our homes, we are called to welcome, share a meal, and offer hospitality to all people. This does not mean that we greet them at the door and then expect them to conform to our ideals. It means welcoming them for who they are, as they are. It means focusing on what a person is saying to you and not what they're wearing to church. It means appreciating that there are children in the congregation instead of being frustrated about their talking interrupting the service. It means thinking about what you can do for a new visitor in that moment, not what they can do for the church if they stay. Jesus encourages us to treat all visitors the same, whether they are the mayor of the town or the town drunk, because all are welcome in the kingdom of heaven. The Pharisees and other community leaders were not offering hospitality. They were trying to use their power as leaders to make Jesus look like a fool. They considered themselves to be the judges and did not leave room for God. They didn't care about the rest of the community, rather they focused on their own lives and how much they thought they deserved to enter the kingdom of God. The parable of the lost sheep and lost coin are Jesus' way of telling the Pharisees and leaders that getting to heaven is no longer about how well you follow the law, but rather how well you treat all of God's children. Now go back to your lost item. How did you react when you found it? And if you haven't found it, imagine how you'll feel when you do. Did you just go on about your day? Or were you excited? Did you celebrate or have to tell someone right away? Maybe you figured out an excuse to wear the jewelry or clothing item as soon as possible. I know that's what I did. When I finally found my necklace, I immediately took it to my silversmith friend. And when I got it back from him, as soon as I had it, I put it on and wore it every day for several days after. If anyone would even glance at it, I told him about how I thought I would never be able to wear it again and how grateful and joyful I was now that I could. I wanted to share my story so that all could share in the celebration with me. The joy I got from wearing it spread to others as they saw my happiness And in turn, my joy grew even more because I was infecting others. Granted, I didn't throw a party like the man with the sheep or the woman of the coin, but I did feel like I was able to spread a little bit more joy into the world. The celebration after each item has been found is another key to understanding the message of these parables, because the Gospel of Luke is the only one that includes it. The Gospel of Matthew has the parable of the lost sheep, but no mention of the shepherd throwing a party, and no mention of the woman and the coin at all. In Luke, both the shepherd and the woman celebrate finding their lost item by calling their friends and neighbors to come join. They both offer hospitality because they want their neighbors to share in the joy. As I said earlier, it is the celebration that tells us the coin no longer has any monetary value for the woman. She spends all of the money that she just went searching for to fund her celebration, to share the joy of the coin. In both cases, everyone celebrates the lost being found. Everyone celebrates again being welcomed at the table. While telling the parables, Jesus finishes each one by saying that the kingdom of heaven will celebrate in the same way when sinners change their heart and life, even more so than when righteous people enter the kingdom. Now, that is not to say that Jesus is saying that the sinner is more important than the righteous, but he is saying that the 99 righteous people entering heaven are not more important than the one, even if they like to think they are. He is telling the Pharisees and the leaders to stop treating the sinners and tax collectors as lesser human beings. Rather, the Pharisees and leaders are to treat the sinners and tax collectors as equals, because in God's eyes, they are equal, and all are God's children. Jesus is ultimately inviting the Pharisees and the leaders to join him at the table, to share in the joy and celebration that he and the tax collectors and sinners are already experiencing right then. He's telling them to get over themselves and have a good time. Stop judging others and celebrate each person for who they are, fellow members of God's kingdom, and what they bring to the table. Jesus is telling us today that by welcoming and by being welcoming and hospitable, we can create the kingdom of heaven here on earth, which is even more reason to celebrate. Stop focusing so much on following proper social etiquette of your own needs and focus on offering hospitality. Yes, a church budget is important for keeping a church running, but if no one else is being welcomed to join the celebration, if more people leave lost than feel found, what is the point? Jesus has given us instructions on how we can live and work to create the kingdom of heaven on earth. The specific parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin tell us that we must be welcoming towards all, because the kingdom of heaven is a place where everyone is welcome, where everyone is invited to join the celebration, and everyone is treated as an equal. It also reminds us that we should take joy because all are welcome to the celebration. Mark Twain said in one of his notes that happiness is a Swedish sunset. It is there for all, but most of us look the other way and lose it. When we do not welcome everyone, we turn away from happiness and celebration and beauty and see only clouds. When we welcome everyone, we once again see the beauty in the sunset and find joy in the presence of a God that loves and cares for all. May it be so.